Well, Declan, very disappointing having played so well.
Listen, it's disappointing. But listen, you have to take your chances. We had chances at the end to put a game out and we didn't do it. And that's part and parcel. It can be a cruel game at time, and we just didn't get a rub at the green, and we just didn't convert those chances later on that, you know, would have seen us through.
Yeah, because Patrick, I suppose, had a chance, but he probably should have maybe played the ball inside.
Ah, listen, we're not going to be putting the finger blaming on anyone. It's a team and a squad effort, and we're in this together. It's disappointing, the fact that we know we played reasonably well throughout today, and you know, when we saw the finish, and now we just didn't get over it, and that's disappointing. But listen, we're up against a good Mayo side and an experienced Mayo side, and they fought it out till the finish, and listen, there was nothing in it.
Tell me, what did you think? Maybe the referee blew it up pretty quick.
Yeah, the game was held up for a bit, at least a minute and a half, and all of a sudden the game stops in 34 minutes. So we thought it was going to be at least one more play left in it, but it wasn't to be, and that's disappointing. But listen, it's probably one of those campaigns where, you know, we picked up an awful lot of, you know, if you're looking at it it was our destiny to go into Division 2. There's a lot of things that went against us, but on the positive side, I mean, we blooded about 34, 35 players throughout that National League campaign, and you know, those guys would have learned a huge amount from that. It's disappointing, naturally enough, that we didn't win today. But, you know, at the end of the day, that listen, we're preparing for a championship campaign now.
And let's go back here to the start. Recovered from a slow start, shall we say, and what, hit 5 or 6 points on the trot to go 3 up?
Yeah, exactly. It was a poor start. I think it was 5-1 maybe in the first quarter. But in fairness, lads really knuckled down and had a real purple patch going in a half-time. Maybe half-time probably came a bit too soon for us too, but we were going well in the first half. And we knew, listen, Mayo, there was a slight breeze, not a real strong breeze, but it was a slight breeze there, and it made scoring down the end a bit difficult. But you know, we just didn't get enough scores on the board in the second half. I think it was 4 or 5 scores. The second half is not good enough, and you know, on a tight match and small margins, and you know, that's been disappointing. That you know, it was a game that we should have won.
You will draw comfort though from the fact that there was a lot of great performances out there. Michael Murphy, Owen Vaughan, Paul Brennan, Patrick Berti himself, Oran McNeilis, you know, just to mention a few.
Any player that awarded any gold jersey today, and the guys that came on, not just today but throughout the league campaign, absolutely gave it everything, and that's all you can ask for. And I mean, they're a really committed bunch, and as I say, very disappointed this evening, naturally enough. We'll take a week down now. It's going to be a down week, and we'll start preparations on Easter Monday ahead of the championship campaign. And plenty of positives to take from it, but listen, we're disappointed that a game that we should have won, I felt today, and we just didn't win it.
The other positive, of course, was that Patrick was back, maybe a little bit ahead of schedule. Neil McGee was back, and of course Frank Millin was in again, so, and their experience showed a lot today too, especially Neil and Frank at the back in the first half.
Well, exactly, Neil, and you know, Neil and Paddy, we knew that they weren't going to see it to 75 minutes or 70, whatever it was played, and you know, we're missing that bit of experience in that last 15-20 minutes there too. But, and saying that, I said the lads came in, I mean, really all contributed. As I say, naturally enough, we're bitterly disappointed that the games ended in draw, and that we end up getting relegated. But as I say, it's all systems go from our point of view. Our preparation started this evening. I say Cavan have got promotion to Division 1, so come Championship, I'm sure now Cavan will go in his favours, seeing we're in Division 2 and Cavan are in Division 1.